It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we are headed to the Magic Kingdom.
Hooray! I know those words.
You've heard of this place, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jeremy, you like Fantasyland, right?
I do.
Because you like all the lands.
I do.
So you like Fantasyland. And you know there's this place in Fantasyland where it's rumored that cast members go crazy because they get to hear one song over
yes.
and over and over again. Yeah, it's a small world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
after all.
Yes. Now, in Fantasyland, the walkways... No, this is not. This is we're not revisiting.
Fun fact number one.
Fun fact number one. But the walkways are that you know typical red that uh-huh. Disney has. That, you know, that's that special red that makes your pictures pop and all that kind of stuff. But in front of the Fast Pass Plus entrance to It's a Small World, the walkway changes in an area. There's an area of it that instead of being the standard red. Is a just like cobblestony setup with a drain in the middle of it, but it's red all the way around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, why is that part not red?
This sounds a lot like fun fact number one, cobblestone with a drain.
No, no, that is not where, you know, after hours, the It's a Small World dolls do not all file out and get their union mandated break or anything.
Well, why would you need a drain?
I mean, there are drains throughout the Magic Kingdom, right? Like,
well, but a special drain, a special cobblestone drain.
I never said there was anything special about the drain. It's just it's different, and there's a reason it's different.
Is that the geographic center of Fantasyland?
Yes, we found yet another geographic center, which I still have issues with that fun fact. I'm still like questioning whether or not. I got something wrong on that, but no, not the geographic center of anything. That has nothing to do with anything.
Hmm.
That's nothing, Jeremy. If I tell you that you have to go back in time to figure it out, maybe that'll help you a little bit.
Well, I was trying to think of if something was in that spot before Small World, but I'm pretty sure Small World's always been there, right?
It has. What about if I point out that it's not in It's a Small World? Like I said, it's
outside
the Fast Pass entrance in the walkway.
I'm trying to think what's across from Small World. I can't remember. Does it have something to do with what's across the walkway from Small World?
No, it does not have anything to do with what's across the walkway from It's a Small World.
Well, never mind then.
So, I mean, you can figure that out, but you're still going to be in the same place. So, I'm gonna maybe help you out a little bit here.
Okay.
And, Jeremy, I just sent you a picture of the walkway so you can see what it looks like. Thank mm-hmm. you to the magic of Google Maps.
Yeah, with like a, looks like an old car kind of blurred out of it. What is that? Sorry, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, welcome to Google Maps. But anyway, so this weird design.
It doesn't even look like a design. It looks like it's so worn down. That like the whatever the sub, you know, subfloor is exposed,
kind of shown through.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Huh.
This is not where like one cast member, old Petey, always
walked
did his
circles.
Morning walk yeah. for 40 years, and as a result has now worn down the walk. No, that is not the thing. That would be a great fun fact, though. I need to find.
I've never noticed this before.
I need to find out if old Petey's been walking around. Okay, so it's something in the past,
uh-huh.
right? As you can see, it's in the walkway, has nothing to do with the attraction proper, right?
Right.
But how about if I help you out and say it did have something to do with an attraction? Okay, so do you know what's next to It's a Small World on that side? Because essentially that's the Fast Pass Plus entrance is like you're about to make the corner to... Liberty Square.
Yeah, it's a Haunted Mansion, isn't it?
I mean, way further in. But what is right next door to the Fast Pass Plus entrance of It's a Small World?
Oh, I don't remember.
It's the Tangled Bathrooms.
That's what I was going to... I was going to say it's a bathroom, but I didn't think you would be asking me about a bathroom.
No, it is. Huh. It is. It's a Tangled Bathroom. But do you know what the Tangled Bathroom used to be?
You've told me this before.
I have.
But I don't remember.
I am we are walking all the way here. Do you want me to just go ahead and just tell you what that is?
I can't. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what that bathroom used to be.
So it's a lot easier if you remember what the Tangled bathroom used to be, and that's that the Tangled bathroom used to be a Skyway station.
Mm.
Because way back when, there was a Skyway that went from Fantasyland to Tomorrowland. And as everyone has seen with the current Skyliner, Skyways don't, you know, I would have loved it if they could have figured out a way to just like whirl you around and just shoot you right out of one side and catch you on the other side. But unfortunately, that technology did not exist and does not exist. So in order to get you from one side of the park to the other in the sky, they had to put you on, you know, in the bucket and bring you out on the wires. And those wires had to be hung on pylons. And so...
So is this where a pylon was?
Spot used to be one of the pylons. And they removed the pylon and, you know, had to make the walkway work there. And thus you have that weird little design that is left in the walkway where the pylon once was.
Why is it so big?
Because big honking pylon, my dude.
Huh.
So people don't fall. Now, I don't believe all of the pylons were that big. I honestly think it has a lot to do with that. That was actually where the final pylon was before you descended or ascended.
Like the one right before you hit the station.
Yeah. So I think maybe that has a little bit to do with it, because I did kind of wonder the same thing myself. But yeah, that is what remains of the old Magic Kingdom Skyway.
Hmm.
The Skyliner's granddaddy. Grandpappy.
And I will. So. I promise I'll never forget what that bathroom was.
Famous last words, man. Famous last words. Well, I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.